German teenagers are the target audience of a new play about the so-called Islamic State. It's being performed at the largest youth theater in Berlin. The German Muslim director says he wants to expose the vulnerabilities extremists prey on. But NPR's Soraya Sahari-Nelson reports that critics express concerns about how the sensitive theme really comes across to students.
If you ask me to describe this play called Inside IS in a single word, that word would be disturbing.
Ein deutscher Muslim.
The audience squirms as the actors put on skull caps and fake beards and shout about how great it is to be a German Muslim. They call for jihad, initially as a way to self-reflect, and later as a battle cry. The actors ask, how can you sit here in comfort when our brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq are being slaughtered? What does your conscience say? Do you even have a conscience? Teacher Sebastian Hadlo, who is here with his class from a largely Muslim neighborhood in Berlin, says the in-your-face approach led him to check on some students who he worried might walk out.
I told one of them sitting behind me, listen, this is only a play. Give it a chance. They aren't trying to make Islam look bad, so stay calm.
Maligning Islam is definitely not the point, says director Yoksul Yolju, but he adds he wants the play he wrote to spark discussion. He calls it a teaching tool to give young people who've grown up here in Germany insight into the radicalization process. The play also dramatizes a book by Munich journalist Jürgen Todenhofer, who spent 10 days in ISIS-controlled parts of Syria and Iraq. Yolju also introduces a fictitious German teen named Fabian, who is criticized by a mainstream Muslim preacher character for believing in ISIS. Fabian explains, I was in Syria on the day I was supposed to become a martyr.
Bevor ich den Plan umsetzen konnte, hat mir ein Querschläger das Herz durchlöchert.
He adds that before he can carry out his mission, a bullet strikes him in the heart, killing him. Fabian's fictional path to ISIS is linked to his parents' divorce, his loneliness in school, and the breakup with his girlfriend after she gets an abortion. He eventually finds happiness when he converts to Islam, but later becomes radicalized and turns to violence. 17-year-old Finn Guichard says he couldn't relate to Fabian.
Guichard
says, I know people who convert, so that's no big deal. But to say I will kill for my religion or die for my religion, that's something else. Another student, a Muslim teen who asks that I not name him, says the play did a good job differentiating between mainstream and radical Islam. But Torsten Schmitz, a correspondent for Süddeutsche Zeitung, criticized the play as superficial. One example he gives is this scene.
Ihr kommt aus Deutschland?
Ja, 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 ja.
Und? Wie ist es da in Syrien?
In it, three German converts tell a newcomer about how great life is for women in the Islamic State. Schmidt says he found it potentially dangerous for young viewers.
I mean, a director of a play can, of course, stage such a scene, but then there needs to be another scene that contradicts what they say in order for you to think and to reflect.
The teacher, Hadla, however, says he has no regrets bringing his students to see the play.
Ja, sollte viel mehr gezeigt werden, zu zeigen, was passiert, wenn man sozusagen...
He says more Germans need to see how shutting people out can drive them into the arms of groups like ISIS. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.